you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole. Hello.
Can I tell you something?
Always.
I'm livid.
Oh.
I am steamed.
Oh, no.
I am angry.
Oh, boy.
I am ready to get a gasket so I can blow it.
Don't blow the gasket.
I want to blow the gasket. I don't even know what a gasket is, but I'm ready to blow it.
Oh, boy.
Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
Beyonce. She released Ivy Park.
Yeah.
Rodeo.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, me, oh, my. These purple lilac leggings that are cow print. I can't wait to slide my fat ass in this.
Oh, that
yes,
sounds
I'll
very
set an alarm. Yes, I will wake up. No, not that early. Slightly early. I think it was like 10, maybe 11. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will wake up at that time. Woke up at that time. Hopped on fucking adidas.com.
Mm-hmm.
/ Ivy Park.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the drop. You know, because you can't see the sizes beforehand. You just have to wait and wake up.
Okay.
These fucking leggings.
Yeah.
Didn't come in plus size. Beyonce!
Oh, no.
Beyonce!
Oh, no.
I was so mad. I was like, does she not think fat women want to walk around looking like a cow? We do. We do. I do. Moo. I want to. I wanted to be a purple cow. Are you kidding, Beyonce?
Yeah.
What a dream for me.
Yeah.
Purple's my favorite fucking color.
It's true.
I love being a little fatty. I love a cow.
You love a cow?
I want to get a tattoo of a cow.
Oh.
I just bought a cow cookie jar where he's wearing sunglasses because he's too cool.
Oh, that's a cool cow.
I love cows. I'm so mad, Beyonce.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so angry with her.
Damn. I feel like this will change. She's going to hear this. And she's going to be like, I didn't realize that all the fatties wanted to look like cows.
Yes. Yes, because, I mean, I guess maybe it was her being too nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because a ton of other, like, the other leggings came in plus size.
Mm-hmm.
And it was specifically, the cow skirt even came in plus size. But I think she was like, leggings are too close to the skin. It'll look like their skin. These big bitches gonna be walking around look like cows being choked out because they're purple.
Maybe. I also have a feeling it's not her making these decisions. I'm sure there's like someone else.
No, Beyonce woke up and she said,
all
blue,
by herself.
Blue, I don't think the fat women are gonna want to look like this. And we do. I like almost started crying.
Oh, no.
I'm also on my period.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
yes.
That's probably the real part of that.
For sure.
But like, I'm pretty, I was steamed.
Did you get anything?
No, because I was mad. Because
yeah.
That's the only thing I wanted.
Yeah.
The only thing, because I love purple.
Right.
And it's hard to find purple things that are like nice and good.
Is that true?
Sometimes you get like a dingy lilac, a dingy looking lavender.
Oh, I see.
But like,
but these are
cool,
like true purple.
Well, I mean, it's like a lavender, but like it's cow print. It's interesting. It's
mm-hmm.
not just the lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was trying to find a purple sports bra.
Ooh, this is cute.
This is why I'm so confused. I'm looking at it. You can get the bra in plus size.
Yes,
and I can see the leggings are plus size, but I cannot find them anywhere.
Oh,
it makes no sense.
No, but I think she might just be wearing the extra large. She might not be a big fatty.
Interesting.
I'm looking at her arms. They don't look very large. She might just be squat. You know, I love how I'm like CSIing this fat woman. I'm like, small arms means she might be squat, but not huge. I hope that model doesn't listen to this. And she's like, I'm not squat. I'm just not that big. Okay. Leave me alone. But yeah, the model on the website, on the Adidas website, modeling the bra is also a little thicker on the bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Beyonce, why did you do this? Or was there prototypes for plus size and they just decided to not go forward with it because they didn't like how it looked on the models? Release them.
Release them. Release the prototypes. Maybe there's a knockoff somewhere.
Oh, maybe. Gimme. Will you please Google lavender cow print leggings?
Yeah.
I like searched for a purple sports bra and I did find one, but it doesn't have very much support.
Mm.
But I'm waiting. I'm getting it from Dick's.
Sporting Goods?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I fucking love that there's a store called Dick's.
Dick's. Yeah.
It's funny.
Just unironic.
Just out in the open. Dick's. Dick's.
It is funny.
There's also, man, do I say it? Do I not say it? There's a Dykes Lumber in New York, and every time I pass it, I laugh really hard. Oh, no, are they going to come get me? And by they, I mean people who listen.
It's also funny that it's lumber.
Yes. It's I don't know. Can you look that up? Can be on the keys to make sure I'm not making that one up. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Dykes Lumber Company.
It's so strange. I remember seeing it in high school because it's like right after you get off the Lincoln Tunnel in New York. And we were all like, you can't name a store that. But then every time I saw it, I tee-hee-heed. Oh.
It's founded by Andrew Dykes.
Dykes. Wow. I wonder if he's got like kids who have that last name. And then people think they're saying a slur, but they're like, no, I'm just saying my name.
Mm-hmm.
That's like someone. Well, I guess it's not the same thing. I was like, what if someone had the last name that was the N-word?
That's not the same thing.
No, that would truly get changed at some point. Right?
I'm not Googling that.
Hmm?
I'm sorry. I can't.
Please Google that. The FBI break down your door and they're like, stop typing slurs. I'm kidding. The FBI will like knock on your door and be like, here, do you want some money for typing a slur?
Oh, yay. Man. Do you want to join the FBI? Yeah, they have to change their name to like Bob African American.
Maybe that's where like the last name Black comes from.
Or Brown.
Yeah. Imagine Rebecca Black. You remember that girl? Friday, yes, yeah, Friday. Yeah. Maybe her ancestor's last name was the N-word.
Well, it used to be your last name was like your occupation, mm-hmm. right? Like if you were a
blacksmith.
Yeah.
You'd be Blacksmith? No.
And then what are other ones?
I don't know, Sashir, but you would be Sashir Actor.
Yes. And I guess you'd also be Nicole Actor?
Uh-huh. We're related. Hello, sister.
Hello, sister.
Yeah, my sister would be Catherine Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be like really confusing because you're like, well, I don't actually know who I'm related to because there's a lot mm-hmm. of teachers.
Yeah. Wait, so like blacksmith, why is that the only job I can think of?
Same. There, I know there's more.
From the olden times, farmer?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, there's people with the last name farmer.
Yeah.
Shoemaker?
Yes.
School that's the shoemaker?
Yeah, I worked with the shoemaker.
Oh, gardener? We used to do improv with a gardener.
Oh, can we find a list?
Yeah, cook? Yeah, my friend was dating a cook, but he ended up being rotten.
Barber?
I don't know any barbers. No, I do. I went to school with a barber. Oh, I love that I'm doing this. Archer? No archers in my life.
Shepherd?
Ah, butler! Butlers were butlers!
Butlers were butlers. What's Miller? Oh, like a mill? Like a...
Oh. Miller time. You work in the beer factory. Skinner. Eliza Skinner?
Yeah.
She was, her family was Skin and Stuff?
They were Skin and Stuff.
Wow. Stephanie Tanner? Wow.
They tan things.
They tan people.
Oh, Taylor. Weaver. Wheeler. Wheeler. Things.
They drove things. Oh, yeah. Wheeled things.
They put wheels on things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That was fun.
Wow. The more you know.
The more you know. So, Shira, what's going on in this room behind you?
Nothing. It's a mess. Nothing's happening in this room. I haven't been in my house for 2 months. Nothing's happening here.
Mm-hmm. There's a clock on the floor.
Yeah.
Poster board. You going to make a vision board?
That's a whiteboard for ideas that'll be made one day.
Mm. Wow. I can't believe I'm staring at a thing that's going to have good ideas on it one day.
So much potential.
Wow. I'm looking at history in the making.
Actually, the other day, the previous owner of this house was here.
Doing what?
Dot, dot, dot. I was not here. So there's a sprinkler system with like a old school setup in our laundry room that we don't understand. And I wasn't here during the walkthrough, so I didn't get the rundown. And my man was the one who got the info, but he forgot it. And so we wanted to change the timing of the sprinkler system, but didn't know how to do that. So we texted the previous owner of the house, like, hey, do you have a rundown of how this works? And she was like, I can just come over. And I was like, whoa, okay. And I was at work. And then and there's a way to get in the laundry room without going through the house. And I was like, yeah, just like bring her through the laundry room. She'll show you, like, and then that'll be it. And my man was like, can I bring her in the house? And I was like, why? No, I don't want that.
Yeah. I get the impulse, but also it's like, this is not your house. You can't come in.
Yeah. I guess he was just like, I'm proud of what we've done with it. And I think she might like it. And she is like, she's literally our neighbor. She's still in the same neighborhood. And we are becoming friends, I guess. We are texting more than I thought we ever would have been. So I guess he's like, yeah, we'll just show her the house. And then he did. And even though I was like, I don't know about that. And she like saw the living area when you first walk in, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you guys got the house. Like, I love that you're keeping the like old school aesthetic, and I love the vibes in here. I'm so happy. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. I feel like if I sold my house and then walked in to see the next person's vibe, I feel like I'd be super judgy. Even if it was good, I'd just be like, well, that's not what I would have done. You know, like, that's not the color I would have chose. But I guess she liked it, so that makes me happy.
I'm dying to see my old house from Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I think the people we sold it to still live there. But I really want to knock on the door and be like, can I see my old room? What did you do to it?
What did you do?
And I'm sure they updated the kitchen. They had to have, because when we sold it, it was still a kitchen from the 1980s.
Yeah,
because my parents never updated a single thing.
Yeah.
And my mother painted everything in our house pink.
I remember you saying that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if it was still pink?
I would love it. I would absolutely love it. I thought about painting my kitchen pink as just like an homage to my mother. And then I was like, do you really want to have a pink kitchen? And I was like, I don't know. I guess if done correctly, yes.
Yeah, I think there's a pink that you could pick that's not like crown pink, like maybe like a light rose or something.
What kind of pink?
Crown. Crayon?
Yeah, I mean, that's how you say that word. Wait, Jordan, how do you say it? Have we talked about this before?
I think we have talked probably about this. I say crayon.
Okay. Gimme.
I think I say crayon, but now I'm thinking about it too much, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, and I've definitely been like, Sashir's wrong.
Well, you understood what I was talking about.
I did, but I was upset.
But you wanted to chastise
me. Yes. I wanted to really highlight the fact that you said it wrong. Oh, wait. There's an update on, we did an episode where we talked about white people not bathing, and that was 2 years ago, I believe, maybe a year ago.
We were ahead of our time.
And it's really marinated. Now every white person in America is coming out being like, I've never watched before. Yeah. My kids, they don't know what soap or water is.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Ashton Kutcher and
Mila Kunis.
They don't wash their kids.
They don't wash them until they see the dirt on them or something.
Which is
like that.
Crazy. And then that man you did that movie with, he done. There was an article where it said he didn't get haircuts. They happened to him, which I was like, that's a fun way of saying he only gets a haircut when he works and he's in the trailer and they're like, oh, my God, what's going on with you?
Yes. Joe Keery.
And then the Good Place lady and her gangly tall husband.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Yeah. They don't watch. They don't watch the kids either. This is wild that you know everybody I'm talking about.
See, somehow, because I'm also following this, because I'm also seeing this online and I'm keeping track. I'm like, okay, well, these people don't wash.
It's crazy. Was there any more? Oh, yeah, Coco and iced tea.
Oh, yeah.
So Coco doesn't take a shower every day and she still breastfeeds her 5-year-old. And I was like, you putting dirty titties in that little girl's mouth? And she can stand up and reach them herself. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And no shame if you are breastfeeding for a long, long time. I just, when a child can reach it hurt themselves, I think is why. I think it's a little too much. But also, that's just me and I don't have kids. And it's my opinion and I'm allowed to have an opinion.
It's just strange that people are proudly announcing these things.
Like, it's confusing.
If you, I guess also interviewers are asking people now, like, what are your bathing habits?
How you washing?
But you could keep that to yourself. You could just, you know, that's your business. Why are you telling people?
It is weird. Okay, but like if you're in an interview and an interviewer was like, what are your bathing habits, Sashir?
I'd be like, can we get back to the movie?
But then they would write, Sashir doesn't wash and she didn't want to tell us.
She pled the fifth. Or I guess I just say I wash every day.
It is strange.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. It is very funny that it evolved from like, oh, I don't wash my legs to we don't shower at all.
Yeah.
We wait till we're stinky.
I also feel icky when I don't wash.
I feel itchy.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh, I feel like a little, there's a layer on me. I feel funky. I gotta wash.
Because like I've gone on vacations where it's like, oh, you get in the pool. Maybe you don't rinse off, but then you eat dinner and you're like, ugh, I'm gross by this point. I have to go rinse off.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're like outside in the beach or whatever, like you get dirty.
Oh, yes. Even if you're outside, just like walking around, like car exhaust getting in your face or like, I don't know. I just feel like kind of I need to wash the day off of me.
Feels crazy.
Feels crazy.
It feels crazy that people want to shake my hand. And it's like, I don't know if you even wash your fucking hands.
Yeah.
Let alone your body. I'll never hug a person again.
I'm not worried about COVID anymore. I'm now worried about just all the germs on your body.
I mean, maybe this is why COVID started, because people weren't washing.
No, it's because of that bat.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that bat.
I kind of also forgot about the bat. This started because of the bat.
I forgot. A weird fucking nocturnal animal that sleeps upside down caused a whole pandemic. Are you kidding me?
Sometimes bats fly around our backyard.
No, you're going to bring COVID into your home.
I'm not going to eat it.
Don't eat the bat. This year, do not eat that bat.
But if it gets in my house, maybe I'll boil it up and make a little stew.
I can't imagine eating it. I mean, it's not for me. Some people eat bats.
Some people
it's
eat
not
them.
For me. I thought there was a bat in my hot tub once. Turns out it was a dead bird, and I palmed it and threw it right out. I was hammered. Boy, I love being drunk. You're fearless.
It's true.
I miss being drunk in public.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could do it now, but like,
people are doing
I don't know. There's something about being in a restaurant with a bunch of people and then getting in an Uber with a person. And I don't know. I pick one or the other.
Right. Right, right, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting drunk at home doesn't have the same ring to it anymore.
No.
After you do it for a year and a half, you're like, I got to see other places with a drunk guy.
I already know what my whole house looks like when I'm drunk. Now I need to see other places.
Yeah, got to see something else.
Yeah.
The teens are partying every weekend on my block. The block is hot. They're partying.
Those cool teens.
They're so cool. And like last night they were like laughing really hard and pushing each other in the pool. And then piano started playing. And I was like, what kind of party is this?
Like a real piano? Someone was playing a piano?
Yes.
Whoa.
It was very strange.
What a classy teen party.
I know. I don't know. I don't know. These teens are wild. And they all have nice cars. And they all like, I forgot that like teens have like curfews. They all leave at like midnight 30.
That's and, like still way later than I would have been allowed to come home.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I don't even think I had a curfew because I was just expected to be home.
Oh, interesting. I would sometimes come home at like 1:32.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. With my dad, I'd be like, I don't know, like, I dare you to say something. Also, like, he had to work in the morning, so he, like, was already sleeping.
Mm.
And then yeah. He, like, and I wasn't awake when he went to work because I was late for school every day. So, like, it was tough to find me.
I remember one time I was just hanging out after a musical. Like, my friends were in a musical at school, and we went to Steak and Shake because that was, like, the only place we could be at really late. And my mom came and found me because I wasn't answering my phone. And wow. It was, like, really upsetting to me. She came in all harsh, just like, where have you been? Get in the car. It's really
like, here at Steak and Shake. Would you like a milkshake, Mom?
I mean, like, it couldn't have been more PG. I was, like, literally eating fries and drinking milkshakes.
Oh. Yeah, my dad, I mean, he cared. I just don't think he knew how to enforce rules with me. Mm-hmm. I don't think he realized that you could just be like, this is the rule. You obey it. Yeah. Otherwise, there's consequences.
Yeah.
Like, there was never any consequences. Like, when I got my DUI and I got my license taken away, he was like, well, I can't drive you anywhere because I have a life. So, like, just be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. What good times.
Wow. I'm thinking about buying a car.
Yes. I'm so excited. Oh, so I thought about it.
Okay.
I've been having a hard time finding your dream car, which is a, I believe, 2000 to 2005 Toyota RAV4. And Toyotas are good cars. So yeah. A lot of them have like 150, 200,000 miles. And the ones with not a lot of miles are like not the nicest model.
Yeah.
And you would have to replace the radio if you wanted a screen. Mm-hmm. And like an aux cord port, because a lot of like economy cars didn't have aux cord little things then. Also, you wouldn't have a backup camera. You would have to have that installed if you wanted it. So it would just be like you spending truly not that much money on the car. And what you could do is buy like any of them, the cheapest one you want, and have it fully rebuilt. Mm-hmm. And have all of the things and bells and whistles you wanted on it, it would just probably cost you the same price as getting a new car.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then, like, the flip side is, I don't know if you could write all of that off.
Probably not.
No, because it's, like, cosmetic shit.
Yeah. Yeah, a RAV4 was definitely my dream car as a teen. I don't know why. It's like I need to fit people and things in this in this vehicle. But now I don't think, and we also already have a Subaru, so I don't think I need another SUV, but I think I might get a Tesla. You're scrunching your face.
I don't think they ride well.
You drove one?
I've been in them.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't driven one. Also, I feel like Elon Musk or whatever the fuck his name is like evil. And you have, mm-hmm. like, a face to something evil. You're just, like, still going to be like, yeah, I'll buy something from you. And, yeah, you get, like, a tax rebate. And, yes, electric cars are good for the environment, allegedly. But I keep reading things that are, like, contradictory to that.
Allegedly?
Yeah, I keep reading that they're, like, not as good as people say they are, but they are good. I don't know. Whatever.
Hmm. But I don't go electric, and there's not a lot of electric options right now.
No. There's the Chevy Bolt.
Yeah, I've seen that.
There's
a Mini Cooper, but
don't get a Mini
Cooper. I don't think I want that.
They're really awful cars. There's there's a Toyota Miri, I think. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Yeah, there's a lot of hybrids, but not a lot of electric. There's a BMW. There's whatever. There's a
Ford Mustang.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is an SUV.
It is, yeah.
But fast. Yeah, I don't know. Get a Tesla. Why not? People who have them love them.
Yeah, the people I've talked to who have them do love them. So
I just saw one on the side of the road all broken down, and then a Toyota came to help it. And I said, why not a Tesla coming to help the Tesla if it's such the car of the future?
That is one drawback. I've heard that the repair is lacking because it's like it takes a long time to repair your car. And also, like, not every, like, also finding a location that will do it.
Mm.
But well, I do like the way they look too. They look very sleek.
Ugh, I think they're ugly. I'm anti-Tesla.
I see.
I don't like them.
All right.
But get one! I found a Volkswagen Beetle that I really, really want. It is purple glitter.
Yes.
And then the inside is purple, and then it's a convertible. And I was like, this is dumb! And I emailed the person, and they were like, oh, I'll look into shipping companies. And I'm like, okay, sure. I might just do the research on myself. I might do the research myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I don't need another car.
Do you remember when Volkswagen did that campaign that was like Volkswagen for to be like, we're going electric? And I was like, oh my God, yay. And then they're like, yeah, oh, they're like, that was actually a prank or something. And I was like, why did you do that? what was that? And so now they're like, yeah, we're going to have electric eventually. But just wait. And it's like, but why did you do a whole campaign? That's so weird.
People think things are funny, you know, like an inside joke. And then you're like, we should tell people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, nobody else thinks this is funny.
Yeah, everyone's like, that's a great idea. We can't wait for you to come out with electric cars. And they're like, oh, but we weren't planning on doing that. Sorry.
That's so strange. That is very funny, though. Did you know that there was a car? Okay, so I like halfsies did some research on this because I was like, curious about the very first car ever made. The very first car ever made was powered by steam. And it was like this weird little tricycle thing. Mm-hmm. And then there was cars where they ran on vegetable oil. And I was like, why didn't we do that route?
I know.
Like vegetable oil, you go to a grocery store, you get you some power. And not that expensive. You get yourself a bottle of vegetable oil.
Yeah.
Why do we go to gas stations?
I know. I feel like I remember hearing something when I was younger about like corn oil being a thing. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, there's definitely other alternatives. We don't have to use oil and deplete the earth.
Yeah, it's crazy. And pollute the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Let me fill my Jeep up with vegetable oil from Gelson's.
But then Big Oil won't get all their money.
I know. But let's shut down Big Oil. They put the ocean on fire, which is truly a feat.
Yeah.
Water's wet. Wet without fire.
That's right. Them's the best.
I know things.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Wait, should we do something? A quiz?
Yeah, let's do something.
Or Kimmy says she's got other stuff for us.
Let's see.
I have a couple articles. And then I found an article about, well, you know what? I'm just going to share it and you can read the headline. I feel like that's going to do more good.
Doctors figure out why a woman was lactating from her armpit. I mean, I'm intrigued. They discovered a round, firm mass, which surprisingly released white discharge when pressed. Ew, I don't want to look at this. This Great. Is making me very upset. I thought I was in, but it looked like cum coming out of that lady's arm. And
apparently that's also not uncommon. There's like many what? Women who have, I think I sent you this thing on Instagram that was like a list of crazy shit that happens to women's bodies when they get pregnant. That can happen.
Why would anyone do it? I'm like, your stomach stays weird and big even after you push the baby out. You get stretch marks on your stomach. You get discoloration sometimes. Your pussy gets ripped up sometimes. Your asshole, I don't know. Does that get ripped too? Oh, no, your pussy gets ripped to your asshole. Sometimes you shit on the delivery fucking table. Mm-hmm. This, it sounds like, why is anyone doing it? It sounds bad.
I don't know. I mean, I guess some people have a desire so strong.
And then you have to take care of this thing that ruined you.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Oh, yeah. If your baby's blood doesn't match your blood, it could be dangerous. Like, if you have O negative, you have to get a shot so your baby doesn't poison your blood.
No. No.
My grandmother went blind for a year after she had twins.
No.
And then woke up one day and it was completely fine.
No.
My mom was in the hospital for a whole year.
No.
And my grandfather had to visit with the newborn baby until she got home.
Question for the two of you. As much as Nicole, you have expressed you do not want to have children. Would either of you, and I totally get that, would either of you ever think of adopting?
No.
Are you just no children, period?
No children, okay. Period.
Cool.
I have definitely thought about adopting. And there's wonderful people who have been adopted in my family. and I've seen the benefits of it. Yeah, if I get to a point where I want to have kids in my life, I probably would. But currently, I do not want children.
Fair. If I hit like 55, I used to say 40, but like that's too close. If I hit 55, 60, and I'm like, well, still don't have love in my fucking life, then I might adopt a full-grown child to be my companion. And then not put them in school and have a feral child with me at all times.
Maybe you shouldn't do that.
What? No, I'll rename it fucking Argentina and then bring it around everywhere with me.
Just get another dog.
No, I want a human who talks to me.
Sounds like you want
me.
A dog.
I want someone who talks to me.
Get that board that I told you about. Get the,
no,
the dog.
No, I will not speak to my dog.
Where they can
you
push
can
the buttons.
Leave me alone about that. I will not be a single woman talking to her dog.
It's just like,
no. Why not just
you.
Get a like old kid?
Like get an old kid, but do put them in school.
Like a 12-year-old. They've learned everything they need to know.
That's not true at all.
I will
you,
teach them
you
about
feel
life.
Like you could have gone out into the world and lived your life at 12?
Fuck yeah. What did I learn in high school? Root, like fucking the square root of shit and more triangle stuff.
You definitely learned more than that.
The only thing I talked about isosceles once on this podcast. That's all I learned in
you're
fucking
high
school.
You're only bringing up math. You do have other classes.
Yeah. Fucking, I don't know. I truly don't know what I took in high school. I know I took geometry. English. Okay. So, okay, I'll read Beowulf to my fucking kid, okay? Like, I didn't need Beowulf. Who fucking cares about Beowulf? What else did I have? English, math, science. Okay, some things are toxic. That's what I learned. Don't mix bleach and ammonia. I mean, honestly, I didn't learn that in school. I learned that on my own, mixing bleach and ammonia. And someone was like, that's bad.
Okay.
I don't know the other classes I took in high school. I have no fucking clue. Kimmy, can you look up high school classes? This is what I mean. My 12-year-old doesn't need this. I don't even remember it.
All right, sure.
What did you take in high school? Do you know?
No. Driver's ed?
Oh, I didn't. They let you drive in school?
In high school? What?
Yeah, yes. You had to do it like an outside thing. It wasn't connected to the school. You had to pay.
Oh, but we learned about all the stuff that's in like the manual and stuff. We did that in school.
Oh, that's nice.
Health class? Learning about the bodies?
Yeah, where they tell you don't fuck. I'm going to tell my kid, here's some realistic shit. Here's some condoms. Here's how you fuck good.
You're going to teach your kid how to fuck good? Again, maybe you shouldn't have a kid.
Maybe I won't give them tips and tricks. Maybe I'll just explain that you can do it. And here's a safe way to do it. But you'll have to figure out the details on your own.
Imagine your kid just rocks someone's world and they're like, oh my God, where'd you learn that? And they're like, my mom.
My mom gave me all the tips and tricks. But guess what? I don't know what a triangle is because I didn't go to high school. But I can slam you real good.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I took algebra. I took algebra 2. I took geometry. I didn't take statistics or trigonometry or calculus.
Same.
I guess I took biology and chemistry. I don't think I took earth science. I mean, I don't know if I took economics. Oh, yeah, I did. Geography? Yeah, but I don't know where anything is. Sure didn't take U.S. government. I think I took U.S. history and world history. I think they were like smushed.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I took a little Spanish and French. Parlez-vous français? Yeah, then phys ed, where we like carried around fucking baby dolls. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I took in school.
Yeah.
Guess how much of that I use in life? Zero. Zilch. I have a podcast where I Google things like, what's a duck?
This is true. This is very true.
So I don't think my kid needs to go to high school.
Yeah. Well, what about just for like social skills?
Great. They'll go once a week if they want.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. Just have your kid drop into high school. I don't think the school will allow that.
Yes. Well, I'm not telling them that's how we're operating. That's just
but they'll
how we're
know.
Going. Yeah, that's how we're just going to operate. And then they'll be like, well, we need a parent-teacher conference. And then I'll go, okay, I hear you. I see you. Thank you. And then we'll continue doing what we do.
But the but your kid will be able to get to the next grade because they didn't like make up. They didn't get enough school.
All right, then I'll pay the school. Let my kid go to the next grade. What?
It's not how it works. You just can't pay your...
not?
Because they have
I'll
to, like...
pay the principal. Here's some money.
Are you just going to bribe the principal?
Yeah, but, like, they don't have to graduate. Who fucking cares? You don't need a certificate to graduate. I just need them to go through the levels. They go every now and again. Maybe the way I'm parenting, my kid will want to go to school.
Wait, what?
They'll maybe want to go to school because I'm not making them go to school. I never wanted to go to school. Maybe if someone let me drop in and out, I'd be like, huh, that's not so bad. Maybe I'll go every day. I'm a great parent. I'm a good parent. I'm great.
Yeah. Well, they'll want to go to school because they're like, I'm just at home and my mom's telling me sex tips all day. I need to get out of here and talk to somebody my own age.
Oh, God. Yeah, I couldn't have a kid. Sounds bad. Sounds bad for that human being.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Why were you mixing bleach and ammonia in real life?
To get it clean, like really clean.
To get what clean?
The bathroom floor clean. I was trying to get it really clean.
And you actually did mix it, or someone just told you in advance not to do that?
No, I mixed it. And then I was like, I'm lightheaded. And the girl I was living with at the time was like, what are you cleaning with? And I was like, some bleach, a little bit of ammonia. And she's like, you're not supposed to mix the two. And I was like, why? And she's like, you can have a chemical reaction. And I was like, ah, sick. Who told you that? And she was like, I learned that in school. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't get that lesson.
Oh, I'm glad someone was listening in your house.
I'm always learning, okay? I'm always a student learning. Of the world. It's That's so where true. I'm learning. Okay, not in school, in the world.
Of the world, yes.
All right. All right. And that's where my child will learn.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Should we answer some queries of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you get a grown kid if you adopted or a baby one?
I don't know. Maybe like a little, like a toddler.
But
babies are hard.
Babies are hard.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I love babies. But like, I'm not trying to take care of a baby, you know? Their head smells so good. And they're just so cute.
Yeah, that like fresh Julia's human smell.
So cute. Okay. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I just finished listening to your latest episode. Nicole loves big spoons. I do. And heard your guys banter about ancient civilizations and human migration. Yes, it's true that archaeologists found a written record that a group of East Africans banded together and said, I hate being East African. How about we move and be my Inca or Mayan. Wait, really? That's wild. I'm no anthropologist, but I enjoy history and wanted to share two civilizations that you might enjoy reading more about with photos attached.
My favorite civilization I recently got to research for a class is the Olmec, from 1600 to 350 BCE. Older than the more well-known Mesoamerican civilizations, Aztec, Maya, Inca, there are a lot of missing pieces to this culture. But what is known about it is fascinating. My two favorite types of Olmec artifacts are these huge stone heads of possibly rulers and were-jaguar figurines.
Were-jaguar.
And were-jaguar figurines. Human-jaguar hybrids that have been theorized to be their maize god, or more recently theorized, just a human fetus. I think that they just love babies and overall the human body. Interesting. These pictures do look like humans.
Yeah, they're very cool. I like these people. I like their noses and their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Another civilization I enjoyed learning about was the Indus Valley, 2500 to 1700 BCE. I've never heard of the E. Home to the Harappan and Mohenjo-Daro civilizations. This civilization stuck with me because it had a working plumbing sanitation system. I'd live there, and was unmatched until the 19th century. If you time travel to the past, at least they have running toilets. The various types of children's toys that were excavated from this area are very cute, too. My professor told us that archaeologists found that some of the dice they found were weighted. That's cool.
Yeah. History is a lot more fun to casually learn about rather than sitting in a Zoom classroom. So if you have the time to fall down a YouTube rabbit hole of history, I highly recommend it. Love the podcast and the 47 other podcasts Nicole hosts. Love Woke and love y'all. Wow. Thank you for basically writing a report for us.
Cool. That there's so many old civilizations that like we don't really know about.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking cool.
Very cool.
Boy, oh boy.
What does the E stand for in BCE? Before Christ?
Before Common Era and then Common Era.
Oh.
It's the way they changed it because BC is before Christ and AD is Anno Domino, which I don't know what it means.
Oh.
But they felt like that was too like Christians, Judeo-Christian centric. Mm-hmm. So yeah, BCE and CE are the new ones.
Oh. I love it. I love it. Let's be inclusive. Okay.
Because now we're in a different BC.
We're in a different...
Before COVID.
Before COVID. Yes, baby. No, we're in... So soon we'll be AC after COVID.
I sure hope so.
That'd be so nice. Hi, Nicole, this year. First of all, I love the podcast. You guys make me tease so much while I'm working from home. If you're my boss listening to this, you didn't hear that.
So this is the problem I at hand currently. I've been struggling a lot with my anxiety and depression lately, so I decided to start doing therapy again. The problem is, to put it plainly, I'm very bad at therapy. For some reason, I get this weird guilt when I go, and I feel like I shouldn't bother someone with my problems. When I'm not at the appointment, I realize it's ridiculous to feel like you're bothering your therapist by talking about your problems with them, since that's quite literally the point of therapy. But when I'm there, I psych myself out and downplay how much I'm struggling. I only have this issue with therapists. I'm able to tell my boyfriend and my mom about how I'm struggling without sugarcoating it. I know you guys have talked about going to therapy. Have you ever had that feeling? How did you get over it if you did?
Thanks for reading this and bringing a smile to my face when I'm feeling down. You guys rock. And the next time you're in my city, I'll definitely be the first in line. I think you tell your therapist this feeling.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because then you can get to the root of why you feel like you're a burden to your therapist, but not your family members. I'm the opposite. I tell more to my therapist than I do my friends and family.
Yeah, that's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're paying for it. So it's kind of like, yeah. Do you really want to waste your money?
Yes. Therapy is pretty expensive when it's out of network.
Yeah. Utilize it. Utilize that service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I truly just think it's like, hey, this is hard for me. Or write it down and give it to your therapist if you don't feel like you can say it out loud.
Yeah.
Which is because sometimes it's like, okay, I feel this pressure that I'm going to say something. And it's like, well, if you write it down, then it's just like, you don't have to say it out loud.
Yeah. That's a good idea. And if you write down what you want to talk about, maybe you could like just pull it up on your phone and be like, I don't want to leave without talking about these things.
And I do that a lot because she got ADHD or ADD. I don't know what my actual diagnosis is. I forget. But yeah, I have to write down a lot of things because sometimes I'd get to therapy and be like, I had a bad week and I truly can't tell you what it was, what happened. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. But I also it's like this is new for you. So there's going to be a transitional period where you're figuring out how to communicate with this a person you don't really know. So it, of course, it's more comfortable for you to talk to your mom or your boyfriend about this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think it would actually be better for those relationships if you didn't tell them all this stuff and kind of give it to somebody whose job it is to handle these kind of issues. Because I'm sure they want to help you, but they may not have the tools.
I love telling strangers my business. I love it. Because I'm like, I'm not going to see this bitch again. I'll tell you everything.
Yeah, there's like a few people floating around who met me at a bar and just have so much information about me. But I don't know where they are and they don't know where I am.
I hope there's someone right here right now. Not right here right now, but like in the world who's like, wow, I remember a lady. She had a name that I find hard to pronounce or remember. She told me a lot about her personal life. I hope she's doing well.
I hope she's okay.
I send her good thoughts. I hope people are sending me good thoughts.
Yeah.
Right now. Wow, my teeth look white.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Chomp chomp.
What'd you do last night, Sashir? Oh, I guess we're at the
end. Oh.
What did you do last night, Sashir?
I actually hung out with our realtor, Derek.
Oh.
We got dinner. Nice. It was nice.
That is nice.
Yum. And now my man's playing basketball with him.
Wow, you guys love Derek.
Yeah, we do. He's great.
He's great. I thoroughly enjoy him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh. Where'd you go to eat?
This place, there's like a little shopping restaurant area nearby, but I didn't love the place. It was like a gastropub. Uh-huh. We haven't yet to find like great spots in this area. There's like okay spots, but I've yet to find a place where I'm like, this is where we're always going. I still go to places from my old neighborhood when I'm like, I need something to eat. So we're still on the hunt.
I believe that you will find something.
Hey, thank you.
Listen, I'm here for you.
We might explore other areas that are closer to us. I don't know. We'll see. But it's like, just like a lot of bar food around this area. Unfortunately.
Sorry, God bless, but I think you'll work it out.
We did find a new Indian place that was like 15 minutes away.
Is it good?
It's good.
What'd you get?
I think I got some sagaloo, that spinach, and potato dish. Probably got some paneer matar paneer. Probably got some samosas.
Yeah. I fucking love a samosa. They're little pyramids of goodness.
Little pyramids of goodness. Yeah, I'm new to enjoying Indian food, but I'm so glad.
It's so fucking good. Like, so I usually love whatever is ordered for me. Well, I think we've come to the end now.
Yeah, that feels good.
If you would like to text us or call us, you can email us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or use that number, 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Power clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... the charcoal mask, great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice, I am so sorry, I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule, I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.